This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 4th of March, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Work. This group processing session is 58 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
I want you to get now some things for which you are not setting an example. Some are things which you're not setting an example for. Some more things you're not setting an example for. And some things which are not setting an example for you. I get that one with certainty, something that isn't setting an example for you. Okay, now let's get some work you could do without killing you. Some work you could do that wouldn't kill you. Now let's get some things you could do without somebody immediately telling you that you had to do them some other way. There must be one. Now, something you could repair without somebody taking the tools out of your hands. And some efforts you could engage in, which would be productive. All right, now let's run a very, very wicked little process. Let's get you deciding to work, and then have somebody in front of you decide that you won't work. And then you decide to work, and somebody decides in front of you that you won't work, and so forth, back and forth. All right, now let's have somebody in front of you decide to work, and you decide they won't. And get that back and forth. All right. right. Now let's play it in the other direction. Let's say you decide to work and somebody decides you won't work. Have them back and forth on that. Okay, now let's get somebody in front of you deciding to do some work, and you decide they won't. And get that back and forth several times. All right, now let's get two people that you most closely associate with work, two other people, your mother and your father, something like that. And let's have one of them decide to work and have the other one stop it. Back and forth many times. Okay, now let's reverse the roles. The person who's been doing the stopping, now let's have this person decide to work and the other person stop him. Now let's reverse the role the other way around again, the way it was the first time. One of them decides to work, the other one stops him. All right, let's set that aside. And now, let's get you deciding to work and somebody in front of you deciding to stop you, one way or the other. And get that back and forth. First you decide to work, then they start to stop you. Now let's reverse that role. Somebody in front of you decides to work, and then you decide to stop them, and so back and forth. Okay, let's set that aside. Now, you get the idea of enjoying work. Put some enjoyment for work out in front of you. But there's some more enjoyment for work. Okay, now put out some enjoyment for work, and then further away from you, have somebody sympathize with the fact that you have to work. Put that out there alternately. Enjoyment for work, then somebody sympathizes with the fact that you have to work. Okay, now let's have somebody else enjoying working, and you sympathize with them for having to work. They're enjoying working, and then you sympathize with them. Then get them enjoying working, you sympathizing with them. All right, now let's get two other people out in front of you that you associate with work. Have one of them be enjoying work and the other one sympathizing because the other one has to work. I'll get it the other way, too, now. Reverse the roles of these two people. Okay, let's find a couple of objects and hold on to them and don't think. Okay, let go and find some places where you're not. Now, any of you has a ridge or a black mass or anything of this character, I want you to make it hold the forward two upper corners of the room. I want you to make it hold the upper forward anchor corners of the room, just like you hold the back two anchor points of the room. But you just make it hold those two anchor points up in the front of the room. Now don't let it think, just make it hold. Make it hold them some more. Now make duplicates of it. Hold corners of rooms in a similar fashion all over the place. Any place you can find two upper corners of a room, make a duplicate of it. Hold those two corners. Aren't using up the corners for miles around here. Hang up lots of them. Hang up some more of them. Okay, throw these away. Now let's find some spaces you are not occupying. Okay, now mark up your body facing you, with its arms holding on to the two forward upper anchor points of the room. Make it stay there and don't think. If it tends to disappear, put it there again. Okay, now take duplicates of this body, of your body, and hang it up in such a way that his hands are grasping two upper corners of rooms, and just keep on doing it as long and as far as you've got rooms to do it in. New body for each two new corners you can find. Okay, let's sweep these aside. And now let's just take various and assorted bodies and pin them up the same way. Duplicating each one many times in different rooms. Okay, now let's find some spaces you're not occupying. Throw those all away. Find some spaces you're not occupying. Okay, now let's spot some things in the environment, in your surroundings, to which you don't have to compare yourself. Find some more to which you don't have to compare yourself. Okay, now let's find some things in the environment that aren't comparing themselves to you. Okay. Now, let's mock up your body, or anything you can get for it, and have it surrounded by a clear mass, perfectly clear mass, and duplicate this many, many times. Let's throw all those away now, and let's mock up the body each time with a clear gelatinous mass around it. Perfectly clear. Nothing in this mass, not even any significance. No matter what shows up, go on, continue in the direction of having this totally clear. Duplicate it many more times. Okay. Let's find some spaces you're not in. Now let's find a couple of objects and hold on to them and don't think. Okay, let go. Find some places where you are not. And get the most certainty you can on the following. Conditions of mind which are not chronic with you. Let's get some more of those now. Physical and mental conditions which are not chronic, which are not continuous with you. Now let's go over these again. Conditions of mind which are not chronic with you. Okay, now let's check off some physical conditions which are not always existing with you. Get some more of them. Physical conditions which are not chronic. Get some more physical conditions which are not always with you. And now some emotional states which you're not chronically in. Okay. Now let's mark up the body flip-flopping. Flip-flopping with terror and dying as a result of it. And then do it again and again and again and again and again and again. And some more. Mark up that body flip-flopping. Uncontrollable terror, flopping all over the place, screaming with agony, falling down, kicking the bucket. Bang. All right. Throw all those away. Now let's mark up the body as totally unconsciously stupid and knowing nothing, and you trying to get it to know something. And let's do that many times over and over. Over and over, many times. Okay, sweep that away. Now mark up the body, unconscious, giving a little pop as it perishes and wasting away to dust. Goes unconscious, gives a little pop as it perishes, and wastes away to dust. Over and over, many times, run this cycle. Okay, throw those all away. Now mark up the body as growing older and older and getting very aged and perishing all the time with a thought that it never accomplished anything. Do that several times.
Clog it up, getting older and older and more caved in, never accomplishes a thing, and then perishes without ever having accomplished anything. Okay, throw that away. Now mock up the body, getting uglier and uglier, less and less beautiful, and unable to procreate anymore, and perishing. Do that many times. Do it many more times. Get it losing its looks and abilities and depending upon everybody to help it, but it perishes, never accomplishes anything. Can't procreate. Okay, let's throw all that away and hold on to a couple of objects and sit there and don't think. Okay, let go. Find some places where you are not. All right. Now let's check over some people who are not at this moment endowing a sphere around you. Let's just pretend there's a sphere. Who are not endowing this sphere with life. People who are not giving it life. For sure now. Let's get some more people who aren't endowing your body with life. Let's find some more people who aren't giving you life. Now let's find some people who aren't taking life away from you. And now some people who are not giving you life. Get some, certainly. Now let's discover some people who are not just about to take your life away. Now let's find some people against whom you do not have to actively defend yourself. and some people whom you are not actively defending. Okay. Now mark up the messed universe is exclusively owned by you. And do it again, and do it again, and again, and again, and again. Let's do that some more. Mark up the messed universe is exclusively your property. Let's do this many more times. Now let's mark up God as your own invention. And do that many times. Let's do that many more times. Now let's mark up your hometown as invented and owned by you. Do that many times. Now mark up the United States as invented and owned by you. Now let's mark up Great Britain and all of her colonies as invented and owned by you. Do that many times. Now let's mark up Earth as invented and owned by you. Let's manage it. Okay. Now let's mark up your body and everything that belongs to it as invented, created, and owned by you. Let's do that many more times. And some more times, mark up your body and everything around it and surrounding it and pertaining to it is invented and owned by you. Okay. Find a couple of objects. Hold on and don't think. Let go, find some places you're not occupying. Okay, find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.